Local music took on some brave new directions in the 70s and 80s, incorporating influences from all over and giving them an island twist. We started to hear new age, jazz, and soul music interpreted by a whole new family of artists, a family that producer Roger Bong, founder of the record label Aloha Got Soul, is bringing to life in a new documentary film. He's on Hawaii Island now shooting interviews for his work in progress, and he's on the phone with us. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Chris.
You've made it kind of your passion to rediscover the music of back in the day in Hawaii, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a passion. You know, I work another job full time, but this is something I do on the side, and it's really opened up a whole different world of music from Hawaii for me. So,
because this is you were a kid when this music was being made, right?
I was born in 1987, actually. So
yes,
some of the artists who were making this music were doing it before my time.
Yeah, you were not yet a kid. So what drew you to it, you know? So many young people are, you know, listen to the music of other young people, right?
Right, yeah. It's curiosity, but also during the 70s and the 80s, you know, musicians were at a skill level and just a different mind state. They were creating something with their hands and with pure talent, and I think it's something that maybe kind of lacks in today's world of computers and drum machines and things like that.
Well, I came to Hawaii in 83 and started playing music here, and it was just a little bit before the drum machines and synthesizers took over. But they did kind of take over.
We met with this guy, Gary Washburn, who I believe you interviewed a few months ago, and
yeah.
He had like a 13 or 16-piece band called Just in Time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible what they were doing. They had all kinds of musicians in the band playing various instruments. There was even a tuba player who played a harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
So very experimental stuff going on at the time, which we're trying to bring a new light to with this documentary film.
Well, you know, back in the 70s, you would walk into a record store, and you would have a section called jazz, and you'd have a section called rock and roll, and you'd have a section called country and western, whatever that is. And there were, it's almost as if there were walls between the genres.
Right.
There wasn't much talk about world music. That category really wasn't in existence yet. And, you know, it's like, which is sort of an odd category in itself, what music is not world music, right?
Right, right. Well, the interesting thing is some of these artists who were interviewing, maybe they put a few releases out, but they never, you know, reached a level of, I don't know, reputation or reach that got their name out there even further than I think they deserve. For example, there's a flute player and synthesizer, composer named Robert Aeolus Myers, mm-hmm. who lived here in the early 80s through the early 90s. And he released some stuff on cassette, and I guess you could describe it as world music. You could also call it new age music,
yeah.
or ambient electronic, and he did a lot of interesting stuff. But we did an interview last week with him over Skype. He's on the East Coast now, and I asked him, where does your music fit in the music of Hawaii? And he said, I was just a footnote.
Well, that's an interesting comment, isn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, some of the people we're talking with, they were kind of blazing their own trail, I guess you could say.
Well, in some ways, I think that the music world opened up to being able to do that. It was starting to reach the point where you could record yourself. More and more people like, you know, Stevie Wonder kind of led the way in making records where he played all the instruments and wrote all the songs and did it exactly the way he wanted to. And that inspired a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing that we're learning about Hawaii and as we're going along with this documentary is that, you know, Hawaii is just, of course, we know it's just such an open place and accepting of everybody and everything, and I think a lot of that aloha spirit plays into the way musicians embrace other sounds or are willing to experiment with something new or something different.
So you're seeing a kind of an infusion of the local spirit to the broader world of music, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have all kinds of people in these islands and all kinds of musicians that we're talking with. But the one thing that remains true is just their respect for other people and other things and willingness to live in harmony, no matter how they do that. So,
and a lot of people came to Hawaii sort of to get away from rat races of one kind or another, especially in the world of music. I think we got a lot of imports in those decades for just
very
reason.
And I think it also influenced people who were born and raised here. In about an hour or so, we're going to meet with a harpist. Her name is Momi Riley, and she lives in Pahoa. Mm-hmm. She did two albums in, I believe it's the early 80s, that incorporate all sorts of interesting imports, as you might call it. Rock, jazz, a little bit of reggae, a little bit of soul. And I'm really looking forward to meeting her for the first time. We've been talking for a while now through Facebook and whatnot, but we're going to be meeting for the first time later today.
Are the people you've been talking to pretty excited about, you know, getting some renewed recognition through this project?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for some musicians, their careers have been going on, so, you know, the stuff that I'm asking them about that they did 30 or 40 years ago, maybe that's, you know, in the past. But for other people, for other musicians, you know, some of the music they put out was the only music they put out during that time and ever, I guess you could say. And so this is kind of it's a reigniting a flame or a spark or, you know, something's happening when us young folk go and talk to these people who, you know, were living their lives to the fullest when they made this music in the 70s and the 80s and whatnot.
Well, it's most welcome, Roger. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for your interest.
Roger Bong is a co-producer of the Aloha Got Soul documentary film, which will have a preview screening Saturday, January 14th at 7 p.m. at the Surf Shack Hotel in Waikiki.